Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Good afternoon. This is your COVID-19 report. My name is Adrian Pern. I'm from the NICD. I'm the acting director here at the NICD. The results that I'm going to report on were reported on the 15th of August 2021. Currently, there are 2,375,633 cases, and new cases reported on the 15th were 10,139. That's a 0.4% increase in cases. The distribution of these cases are as follows. KwaZulu-Natal had 2,878 cases, Western Cape 2,607, Eastern Cape 1,352, and Gauteng Province had 1,241 cases. The overall positivity rate was 21%. That means 21 in every 100 were positive. However, there's a wide distribution of positivity above 20%, in particular Western Cape, the Northwest Province, KZN, Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, and Limpopo. For Gauteng, the positivity rate was 12%. If one looks at the cases overall, there is certainly a decline in cases, but I think it's best to look at the individual provinces in terms of the current trajectories. So if you look at provinces such as Western Cape, KZN and Eastern Cape, there's an ongoing increase in the numbers of those cases. However, there may be some evidence of plateauing in the case of the Western Cape, whereas Gauteng, Limpopo, Mpumalanga have certainly had a marked decline in cases. And similarly, Northwest now appears to have a decrease in cases. The Northern Cape had an initial upward trajectory following its peak. However, this seems to be now in decline. The Free State Province, however, still has ongoing transmissions, and this is at a plateau. If one looks at hospitalizations, there certainly has been an increase in hospitalizations in the Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, but overall there has been a decline in hospitalizations as well as deaths. If one looks at the circulating variant in South Africa, the Delta variant still is the major variant in circulation, and there's no evidence of a re-emerging or dominant variant other than the Delta variant. If one looks at vaccinations yesterday, only 10,039 vaccines were administered yesterday. However, South Africa has now 9,387,129 individuals that have been, vaccines that have been administered. There are more females than males that have been vaccinated. So about 60% of females that have been vaccinated. And in the older age group is the dominant group in terms of these particular numbers. Thank you very much. Adrian Pjorn.